Good morning.
This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, bringing you HealthWorks. And today is February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. And our show is really appropriate for today in some sense because we are going to be talking about teen dating violence awareness. And it is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month for February. And my two guests work for VIP. I have Debbie. I froze there. Debbie, okay. Why don't you say your last name?
Cosentino.
Yes. And Debbie is a certified play therapist and child counselor advocate for VIP. And Chelsea?
Philotico.
Thank you. And you're one of the outreach managers, correct? But yes. You also do a lot of counseling for teens and young adults.
Yep. If there's a need that can't be filled with our child advocates, I'll step in and I'll do that one-on-one counseling with teens.
Okay, perfect. Now, VIP, Debbie, you want to tell us a little bit about what does VIP stand for and kind of what your goal is overall?
Absolutely. So VIP stands for Victims Intervention Program, and our mission statement is to educate, empower, and envision. So we want to make sure that we're educating and informing our community and empowering people to step forward and get help and share their help and be able to do things that they're afraid to do. And we envision a world without domestic violence, which is a big task,
right.
But little bit by little bit, I think we can make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with the COVID pandemic, things have not been any easier for either one of you or anyone that works for VIP right at this time, correct?
It's been tough, but we can say that none of our services have stopped
right.
Since the very beginning. Things have looked different. We've had to do telecounseling. We've had to do appointments over the phone or via Zoom. But all of our services have always remained up and running
mm-hmm.
the entire thing. That's something that we're pretty proud of.
Right. And I want to mention this now, but we're also going to mention it at the end. If someone is listening and they're only catching this first part here, what number can they call for service or can they go online? How can they get more information about Wayne and Pike VIP?
Sure. So if they are a Wayne County resident, our hotline number for Wayne is 570-253-4401. If they're in Pike County, they can call 570-296-4357. Even if you're in Pike and you call the Wayne number, you're still going to get an advocate right away.
Right.
Somebody's always going to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And we also now have a text line. So if it's unsafe for you to talk over the phone and you feel more comfortable chatting online or via text, you can text 570-798-4847 or go to our website, vipempowers.org, and there is a chat option. So you can chat right online with an advocate.
Great, great. And we were just talking before we started recording, you know, this show will be available for people to listen to. So that information will be on the Wayne Memorial Hospital website right after the show airs too, which is a great resource for people. So, you know, we're here talking with Debbie and Chelsea on teen dating violence awareness. You know, Valentine's Day is here. You know, teenagers like to date. So Debbie, you know, what does teen dating violence look like? Because, you know, we don't think of those things sometimes. Can you share with our audience?
Absolutely. And the kids these days are dating younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, even now in the middle school, they're starting to form relationships that you wouldn't see until we were a little bit older in our day and time. But the look of it is almost the same as adult domestic violence and adult relationship abuse. There's really not many different factors. There's a lot of the same types of tactics that are used. Many of the types of forms of abuse look like emotional abuse or verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, stalking, even financial abuse, which is surprising in that
mm-hmm.
age frame, but it does happen. And then, of course, there's digital abuse, which is kind of the big one for
right.
the teens. But some examples for you for the emotional and verbal abuse kind of look like behaviors like threats and insults, constant monitoring, excessive texting and humiliation, intimidation, isolation, things of that nature. The abuser may have an explosive temper, feel extreme jealousies or insecurities, make you feel like you're doing something wrong, which is a term known as gaslighting. And that's something that happens both in adults and teens.
Mm-hmm.
And also even threatening to harm themselves over the relationship or making them feel like it's your fault if they would harm themselves. So that's some of what the emotional and verbal abuse looks like. Of course, the physical abuse is the intent of using physical force to cause fear or injury. And that can show up in hitting, shoving, strangling, or even using a weapon. Sexual abuse is another one that's unfortunately happening quite often, and that's really just impacting anybody's a person's ability to control their sexual activity or in situations where sexual activity could occur. And that can be seen in controlling birth control or not providing condoms. It's also in unwanted sexual contact, of course, and then rape or attempted rape.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the digital abuse, which is the bigger one for the younger crowd,
right,
due to the excessive use of social media and internet today.
Oh.
So, of course, that would be using social texting, social online networking to stalk, harass, bully, or even intimidate a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those examples of what that would look like is a partner having access to your passwords for such as your TikTok or your Facebook or your email account, any type of social media account, looking through their phone, kind of seeing who else you're talking to, posting hurtful or private information. A lot of, unfortunately, what we see are a lot of nude photos and things that are being sent out, and you know, they're, once it's out there for good. So
right, and you know, speaking of just photos or anything you put online nowadays,
mm-hmm.
it's permanent. Like,
it
people
is.
Think, oh, I deleted it, I got rid of it. That is not the case. I mean, they can really find anything.
Absolutely.
If they want to. That,
sure.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You know, what about the prevalence, you know, of teen dating violence? Do you have any statistics?
Yeah, absolutely. We get statistics almost yearly and sometimes monthly. So the prevalence for it in high schools nationwide is nearly 1.5 million high school students experience physical abuse from a dating partner in a single year.
Wow.
So that roughly comes out to about 1 in 10 teen girls and 1 in 11 teen boys having experienced physical violence in a dating relationship in the past year.
Wow. And I, you know, one statistic that people may not have heard is 1 in 11 men or boys,
correct,
young men, was higher than the females.
Correct.
So, you know, I know we talked about this before too, is, you know, this does not just occur in women. It's both genders, correct?
That is absolutely correct. It doesn't know gender.
Right.
Violence goes through it all. You know, and that's even for LGBTQ relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the same type of situations happening there that are happening in your heterosexual relationships.
Right. It really doesn't differentiate between,
yeah,
them.
Absolutely,
okay,
not.
What about in our county, Sweeney and Pike?
Yeah, so we got some statistics for the tri-state area, which of course includes Pennsylvania. So that's about 32.6% for emotional abuse, 20.7% for physical violence, 18% for digital abuse, and 9% for sexual coercion. But last year, VIP actually performed a study in Wayne County with most of the high schools. We provided a survey to the students asking how healthy they felt their relationships were. So based on the results from one high school, we determined that 55%, which is more than half, of that one high school were seeing warning signs in their relationships and may be experiencing abusive relationships.
Oh, wow.
So the most common red flag there was that there was texting and calling happening all the time. And other red flags that one wants to look out for are controlling behaviors, extreme jealousy, isolation, placing blames, that gaslighting,
mm-hmm,
again,
mm-hmm,
and threatening statements, which of course would include physical harm or intimidating remarks.
Right. Well, listening to those statistics, we have a lot of work to do to teach,
yeah,
our young people that they can have a healthy relationship, correct? I mean, that's really the key, is to start early with these individuals, teach them healthy relationships. But, you know, Chelsea, we're going to have these young people in those relationships. What can VIP do to help them?
So pretty much all of VIP services that we have for adults are also here for children and teens. So that includes individual one-on-one counseling, and that counseling is confidential and it's free to anybody. So it could be we're seeing the child who was the victim in the relationship, but it doesn't mean that mom and dad aren't infected by watching their child go through this. So our services are for the victims and significant others or anybody who's been impacted by the crime. So we do have that one-on-one counseling that can be done in the school, in our office, over the phone, over Zoom, whatever is comfortable and convenient for the victim. I'm not sure if we have any groups up and running right now for some pretty obvious reasons, but we hope that once we start to get some kind of normalcy back into our communities, we could do those again and have groups running in the schools, groups of teens who have all experienced something very similar and can grow with each other. Because peers help peers grow.
I was just going to say that. Don't people learn from each other in a positive way? And that's really important to know. I mean, do you get this response a lot from people? I feel so alone. I feel like it's only happening to me. And that's not the case.
Nope. I mean, Debbie just read the statistics. And the sad thing is that our statistics are only based off of what's reported. And these type of crimes are so historically underreported because, one, people feel ashamed to come forward. Or two, they don't even recognize that what's happening to them is abuse. So these might only be a fraction of what's really out there and what's really happening.
There is a percentage on that. It's 33% of teens make a report to being abused. So it's a very low number in comparison to how many are experiencing it.
Right. Well, because if you think about 33%, right, that actually reported, and you said when you did the surveys in some of the high schools locally, 55% said that they experienced some form of violence. And if only 33% are actually reporting it, we know that we're missing too many. Right. You know, and, and it's not because of what you do. It's because I think fear, that's probably somewhat in those individuals, but that, but you're here to help them. That's our whole goal is
you're always here.
Yes. To let people know that VIP is here to help them. So, you know, as a community member, what can we do to prevent this from happening?
I think the number one thing is if you're hearing this, share it. Share it with people that you know in your community. Share it over social media. In whatever way or capacity you can, share our message so that people know how to get in touch with us. People know that we're here. We do a really great job at reaching out to our community, but we know that there are people that have never heard of us, have no idea that we exist. And the more people that know, the more people will refer to us. We'll let people know, like, I've heard someone who can help you. I heard this on the radio. I heard this on a news channel. I saw this ad online. And they'll send them our way so that they know that they're not alone.
Right. And that's how I find out a lot of information as a community health manager. I've only been in this position for 3 years, but I've learned so much. I mean, I was in nutrition before that. You know, ask me, you know, how many calories are in a grape or something like that. I could probably tell you. But, you know, but these services that we have in our community, which are excellent. And, you know, for Wayne and Pike County to have VIP help individuals out there with, you know, experiencing domestic violence, their significant others, their families, to help them get through it is amazing. I mean, I really do. So can you give us the number again for VIP if anyone's listening or some, you know, contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are a Wayne County resident, you can reach an advocate at any time by dialing 570-253-4401. And if you're a Pike County resident, you can call 570-296-4357. Those numbers are kind of interchangeable. So either way, if you're calling the wrong county, you're still going to get somebody and we're going to get you to the right person or the right office. And we also have a text line. So if it's unsafe for you to call or talk over the phone, you can text 570-798-4847. Right now, that's only from 9 to 4 on the weekdays, but we're hoping that sometime in the future, we'd be able to make that a 24-hour service as well.
The text line?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and that's really good. But, you know, the help is out there for those individuals. Any last words?
Well, I would like to say that for this year, we are kind of doing a similar survey to the one that we did last year, but this one will be done online, so the convenience level is there, and we will hopefully reach out to some more places and more people in the high schools than what we reached last year. And we're actually also offering a $25 Amazon gift card if you fill out the survey and provide your information. And that can be found at our website, vipempowers.org, and it's 4-teens.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I mean, we want to hear from the teens out there.
Yes.
You know, if you're a family member that has a teen, please tell them to go on the website and fill out that survey. You know, because all this information helps you as an organization to help our community, correct?
for yep. sure. Absolutely.
And the survey only takes about 5 minutes and you have a chance to win a gift card.
Yeah,
so
can't beat that.
Yeah, it doesn't
that.
Hurt. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I know I like winning gift cards myself. So Debbie and Chelsea, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate being able to spread our message.
Yes, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a happy Valentine's Day and have a great day. Thank you for listening.